Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Irene R. Joyce, 89, of Richland Center, died Friday at home following a five-year battle with congestive heart failure. A funeral mass will be held Thursday at noon at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in Richland Center, with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church Thursday from 10 until the time of service at noon, with a rosary to be prayed at 9:30. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Mary's Catholic Church, the Parish Council of Catholic Women at St. Mary's, Walk with Grace, or a charity of one's choice. The Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. Survivors of Irene Joyce include five children: Jeannie Joyce of Spring Creek, Nevada; Maureen Spitzley of Lansing, Michigan; Rose and Ross Joyce Turner of Livingston Manor, New York; Suzanne Joyce and Rod Klazowski of Richland Center; and Michelle and Rick Smith of DeKalb, Illinois. Six grandchildren, a brother, Curie and Jane Kinney; sisters-in-law, Phyllis Kinney and Janet Kinney; nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Irene R. Joyce, 89, of Richland Center. Raymond E. Snorick, 78, of Ryle, formerly of Richland Center, died July 20th at Meritor Hospital in Madison. A funeral mass will be held Friday at 11 at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Partyville. Burial will be at St. Joseph's Catholic Cemetery in Ryle. Friends may call at the church Friday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Grass Funeral Service in Ryle is serving the family. Raymond Snorick is survived by his wife Charlene, son Matthew Snorick of Burlington, daughter Sarah and Matt Brunker of Wisconsin Dells, a grandson, two brothers, Albert and Mary Snorick of Black Earth, and James and Deidre Snorick of Greenfield. Three sisters, Mary Mowbray of Madison, Margaret Rose Snorick of De Pere, and Jean and Dale Lawton of Black Earth, and 77 nieces and nephews. Raymond E. Snorick, 78, of Ryle, formerly of Richland Center. Gail F. Spangler, 68, of Madison and formerly of Richland Center, died July 22nd at home following an illness. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center, with a final salute to be held prior to the funeral by the Richland Center Local Veterans Military Memorial Honors Unit. Burial will be in the Pleasant Ridge Cemetery, Bloom Township, where military graveside rites will be conducted by the Local Veterans Military Memorial Honors Unit. Friends may call at the Stafford Funeral Home Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to American Legion Post 13. Survivors of Gail Spangler include five children: Allison Ewing, Taylor and J.C. Spangler, Neil Spangler and Jocelyn Storr, Nathan and Elizabeth Spangler, and Abigail Spangler and Brad Erickson. Nine grandchildren, his brother, Ken and Meg Spangler, and other relatives and friends. Gail F. Spangler, 68, of Madison and formerly of Richland Center. Terry Ann Hardy, 55, of Richland Center, died July 24th at home. Graveside services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Richland Center Cemetery. A luncheon will follow at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Survivors of Terry Hardy include her son, Dustin and Alicia Schilling of Platteville, two granddaughters, five siblings, Dee Dee and Dean Turner of Missouri, Penny and Avery Blado of Richland Center, Ken Hardy of Laval, Kathy and Jason Richardson of Florida, and Ralph and Amy Carley of Dubuque, Iowa. 10 nieces and nephews, 13 great-nieces and nephews, other relatives and friends. Terry Ann Hardy, 55, of Richland Center. Lawrence Edward, Larry Kramer, 61, of Blue River, formerly of Richland Center in Muscadet, died July 3rd at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 2 until 6 at Riverside Park in Muscadet. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Larry Kramer is survived by his daughter, Shana and Cody Hewitt of Belmont, two sisters, Kathy and Terry Edge of Darlington, and Tammy and Travis Richards of Merrill. Sister-in-law, Cindy Kramer of Boscobel. Aunts, uncles, nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Lawrence Edward, Larry Kramer, 61 of Blue River, formerly of Richland Center and Muscadet.